At a ceremony on the banks of the River Danube, a group of Jews pray at a memorial called, in short, the Shoes. It consists of 60 pairs of shoes sculptured out of iron and attached to the embankment. They represent the thousands of Jews and others who were ordered to take off their shoes before being shot by militiamen of Hungary's fascist Arrow Cross Party during World War II. Now Israel wants to give these victims a proper Jewish burial. Speaking at the memorial, Interior Minister Ariel Dery said an agreement had been reached with the Hungarian government to launch a recovery mission.
I'm pleased that the Hungarian Interior Minister has promised assistance, support and technological equipment for this project. And I hope that the Israeli divers will be able to bring these holy martyrs to a Jewish burial.
Many of the victims were shot and killed after the pro-Nazi Arrow Cross Party took power in Hungary in October 1944. Lili Todd was one of the thousands of Jews that were rounded up. She recalled how she and others were forced to stand in their underwear on the riverbank before being shot.
They took us to the shores of the Danube. We were tied in twos by the wrists. I was tied to one of the girls and we managed to untie ourselves somehow. When they shot us, they must have shot my friend in the heart because she died immediately. I was shot in the arm, but I decided to fall to the ground with her, so they threw us both into the river. I managed to hold on to a boat, but when the Arrow Cross started shooting at it, I dug under and swam away.
Finding the remains of her friend and so many others is now up to divers of Zaka, an Israeli volunteer group involved in rescue and recovery operations. On board a ship, its members use sonar equipment to map out the riverbed of the Danube in Budapest. But it's difficult work because of the amount of pollution in the river. Haim Hotmagzin is leading the recovery mission.
Over 15,000 Jews were shot and their bodies were thrown into the Danube. Over 70 years have passed and there has not been any attempt to retrieve their bones. After extensive research, we believe that there is an 80% chance that Jewish bones lie in this search area.
Next month, around 24 divers will arrive in Budapest to use this information to search for human remains. One of them is Ilan Berkovic, whose family suffered during the Holocaust in Hungary.
Jews are going to come from Israel to do this work. And many of them have some kind of a connection, a family connection to the real events that took place in, back in 44, 45. So it's an emotional thing, not just a professional thing.
It hasn't been decided whether any remains found will be buried in Hungary or Israel. A few years ago, some remains were interred in Hungary after they were accidentally discovered during renovation works at a bridge. But within the Jewish community, there is concern about more Jewish burials here, while Hungary's right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orbán remains in power. Orbán has praised the Hungarian wartime leader who was an ally of Adolf Hitler. He's also used an image of Jewish US financier George Soros in an anti-immigration billboard campaign. But regardless of where the victims are buried, the small crowd gathered here today wants to ensure that those murdered will not be forgotten. Visibly moved, religious Jews embrace each other as they look towards the memorial and the river where so many people found their death. Stefan Bos, DW, Budapest.